The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We'll have all seen the very distressing video footage of the flooding of the river. I don't know if it's Guadalupe or Guadalupe, but in Texas, it's officially confirmed that 78 are dead. 11 campers are missing. Trump has declared a major disaster. It's a pleasure to welcome back Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News with WSHU Public Radio. Tell us exactly what happened, please, Terry.
Well, first off, the number of dead has increased. It's 82 now, including 28 children, and 41 are still missing. Now, this all happened Friday morning. This was the 4th of July, a national holiday in the United States, when a torrential downpour forced the Guadalupe River to rise about 6 meters and just sweep everything away in its path. It hit a Camp Mystic, which is an all-girls camp for preteens and young girls, a Christian camp that is along the banks of the river, and swept through and many children survived by climbing to the roofs of their cabins, but others were swept down river, including anyone else who was camping along the river. It's a very popular spot for campers to spend some time on the riverbank.
It seems quite extraordinary in terms of, was it always a floodplain? Has this ever happened before? What type of warnings were there? Or was it just completely out of the blue? And why was it only Texas? Was this a flash flood or what?
Yeah, this was a flash flood. And unfortunately, while this has been the worst case of flooding along the Guadalupe River, it's not the first. There have been debates about whether it's appropriate to have camps there or whether they need a warning system. An early warning system was voted down a couple of years ago because of its cost. But no, there's been flash floods. It's localized. You know, again, the way the weather pattern works, it takes the water out of the Gulf of Mexico, and then just the analogy that's being used is like wringing a wet sponge over a very localized area.
And did the water disappear as quickly as it came, or is it still flooded?
It's flooded, but it's not, obviously it's not 6 meters high. It's still flooded. There's still debris. I mean, the only word I can think of is debris field, because you have all the buildings that were swept away, trees, bank enforcements, bridges, dams, etc. So while you have mud, maybe is a good word for it, mud, but there is a debris field. And that's what rescuers and recovery workers are dealing with right now.
So Governor Greg Abbott, what's he saying or doing?
Well, he's declared an emergency, a state emergency. President Trump says that he will honor that and send FEMA and other resources to the area. He says this is still a rescue mission, that they still have hope that they will find some of the 41 who are still missing, especially the girls, a few girls who are still missing from Camp Mystic. But the resources of the state and the local governments are descending upon the area. Now, again, this is a long area. We know of one victim, or one person who survived, was found 15 miles downriver. And then another woman was found 20 miles downriver when she was swept away from camping.
And we saw photographs of large vehicles completely piled up on top of each other, massive trees uprooted. It'll take quite a lot to repair the whole area, will it?
Oh, it's a major disaster. Yes. I mean, just clearing the area from the debris, the cars, the buildings, the trees, the bridges that were knocked down, etc., the embankments. Yes, that's going to take a while. And then it's going to be, well, what do they do with it? Do they rebuild it? I mean, obviously, you have to rebuild some of it. But do you allow the camp still to stay there? Do you allow other campgrounds, other houses to be built along the river? And then again, there's the issue of, do you build a warning system if you do decide to rebuild along the river?
Okay, just while I have you, as our all-American correspondent, Elon Musk, this American party, is it something serious or is it notional?
It's serious to him, but notional to everyone else. I mean, Elon Musk, he's fallen out of favor with Donald Trump and the MAGA part of the nation. He's obviously burned any bridges that he might have with the middle of the roaders and liberals who might have voted for him because of his leadership in electric vehicles, but right now I can't see that being a viable alternative to the two major parties in the States.
And is it that not the American party and not Musk, or is it that the two-party system is so deeply embedded? Because you hear a lot of people giving out about the two-party system.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a little bit of both. People are tired of the two parties that don't seem to represent them, their personal views, 100%. But I don't think that it is Elon Musk that's going to lead that. And I don't think that his America Party will have any effect. On the other hand, he is still the richest man in the world. And if he supports a candidate with millions of dollars of his own funding, which is allowed in the United States, he could still make a difference in the elections.
Okay. And while we've covered on the program the Israeli PM being there, obviously there is concern here about the 9th of July deadline for the EU tariffs and so on. And it's a kind of evolving story. But if there's going to be a deal done, which people are really anxious there would be, maybe something along the lines of 10% that was agreed with the UK, and it's only a framework deal, it won't be a full deal. What are you hearing in terms of the White House there? Is it kind of we're on the brink or not on the brink or what?
Well, the White House would tell you that they might be on the brink of something. But again, as we have seen throughout the last 6 months, just because the White House says something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. I mean, you know the acronym that they came out with, the Wall Street says, you know, TACO, Trump always chickens out. So who knows what is going to happen? Is he going to go through with it? Is he going to go through with it and then only to pull it back a couple of days later, like he's done already with Canada and Mexico, and they're going back and forth? So I guess the evasive answer to your question, Ivan, is who knows?
Okay. And even if there was a framework agreement, it could be in and out from week to week. Terry Sheridan, no doubt we'll be speaking to you again as these stories emerge, but giving us the horrific, catastrophic story from Texas with the Guadalupe River spilling its banks and causing, now we hear, 82 deaths and 41 people unaccounted for. Terry, as always, thank you. Okay.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.